Lightning talk, 90 seconds. What is Spicebook? Picture Jupiter, but for electronic circuits. You write a document that interleaves three things: Markdown to explain your thinking, Spice netlists to describe the circuit, and live waveform plots to prove it works. Every claim in the doc is backed by a simulation you can rerun. Here's the pitch. Nothing else does this. PySpice makes you write Python. Circuit Lab is closed and schematic only. The browser and GSpice wrappers give you one netlist, one plot, no narrative. Spicebook lets you say, here's why this filter works. Here's the AC analysis proving it. Here's the step response confirming the time constant. And the numbers are alive. Under the hood, an Astro and React front end, a fast API back end shelling out to ngSpice, and a parser that reads ngSpice's binary raw files, complex numbers and all. So the Bode plots show real magnitude and phase. It even auto-draws the schematic from the netlist and paints real color bands on the resistors, so a 10K ohm reads brown, black, orange. Now, the sequel, MkultSpice. That's a separate server that automates LTSpice, the industry standard simulator, with 37 tools for sweeps, Monte Carlo, and signal analysis. It started as Linux only, driving LTSpice through Wine. And as of this week, it runs natively on Mac OS 2, no Wine required. That's the escape hatch that finally lets Spicebook offer LTSpice for real. Write the narrative, run the simulation, see the waveform, that's Spicebook. Thank you.